Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me to the woman you call me to be, Lord. Father, take over me. Help me be who you call me to be. Oh, transform me, Lord. What you created me to be, Lord. I'm tired of doing things Deborah's way. I no longer choose to be that way.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening once again. It's a Sunday night at 8 p.m. And you know what that means? It means it's time once again for the Prayer and Deliverance Hour. Good evening. I'm your host, ATN, and tonight we have, as usual, we have Pastor Kim Dial. We also have Bishop Herbert Hooks, Sr. Let's say hello to them. Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, sir. Fine, thank you. And how are you doing?
Good. I'm blessed, Derek.
All right, very good, very good. Let's swing over to say hello to Pastor Dial. Good evening, Pastor Dial.
Good evening. Good to be here. Hello.
Yes, glad to have you here. Good evening. Glad to have you. Well, let's get the show rolling because we don't have any callers yet, but I'm sure they'll be calling. By the way, the number is 657-383-1766. 657-383-1766. If you have any questions, you have a prayer request, any concerns, just give us a call. That's what we're here for. Go ahead, Pastor Dial. I guess you will be opening up for the prayer.
Praise God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you honor for tonight, Lord, for being a God in the midst, Heavenly Father, for being the only true and living God. We give you honor on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We magnify your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you for souls being saved, for souls being delivered, healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that's about to come forth, Lord. Let it fall on good ground, Lord. Let your people be able to receive your word, Lord. Oh, God, break up the ground, Lord God, so that they may receive, Lord, so that deliverance may come. We give you honor on tonight, Lord. We thank you for our hosts and co-hosts, Lord. Thank you for Brother 18 and Sister Shatila, Lord. Oh, God, we speak deliverance on tonight. We speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you're the great physician, Lord. We stand on your word tonight, Lord God, that you wish that we prosper, even as our souls prosper and be in good health. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord. We know, Lord God, that your word said that you know the plans that you have for us, plans of good and not of evil to give us an expected end, Lord. We thank you all tonight for the plans, Lord God, of the expected end, Lord, of good and not evil, Lord. And we speak those things that are not as though they were. We speak healing right now over the airways, Lord, to each and every one that's listening, Lord. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're speaking right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. We decree and declare it right now, Lord God. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment thou shalt condemn. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Bless Bishop as he brings the word on tonight. His wife, Minister Karen, Lord God, and everyone that's connected to the broadcast, Lord, to Rise to Shine Radio, Lord, everyone that's behind the scenes, Lord, hallelujah, we give honor for them on tonight, Lord. Bless in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen, and amen. Yes. Well, let's see, one second, Bishop. Let's see who we have on the call, a caller or a listener. We have a caller from area code 502, prefix is 408. Go ahead, tell us your name and who you are.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. This is Cordelia. Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Oh,
it's good to be on the line with the saints. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Glad to have you back. Glad to have you back.
God bless you.
You're free to sit in and just go ahead and listen. All right. Okay, Bishop, back to you.
Praise God. Well, what we're going to do tonight, we certainly thank God for all being on the line tonight. We thank God for the announcer. We thank God for the station above all. We thank God for all of its listeners, both foreign and domestic. We thank God for Pastor Dowd, Evangelist Tequila. What's her name again?
Cordelia.
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 Baby, and we thank God, though she is absent in our presence, we thank God for Sister Shaquilla, Sister Underwood. Our prayers extensively goes out, praise be to God,
yes.
To her,
yes.
Praise
yes.
To God, because that is the power of God. I wish that she would have been able to listen to the 5 o'clock broadcast, praise God, but anyway, I'm hold to her, praise be to God, this week, because as I was saying then, although that it is not now, I was talking about the power, God's word, powerful, the power of God's word, praise God. But what we're going to do tonight, we're going to finish up on that God is getting tired, and the idea is Pastor Dowell and myself, as I've stated unto you, we never talk to what our, praise be to God, broadcasters are going to be, but if it end up being the power of God's word tonight, we're going to travel the way the Holy Ghost allow and permit us to travel for our
Amen.
Endeavors. Always, blessed be to God, is to see, amen, the children of God bless. And the way that her and I are able to see, praise be to God, the children of God bless, we can always be like the Lord Jesus Christ. When the woman that had the issue of blood, somewhere down the line, I can about imagine that she purposed within her heart, if I could just but only touch the hem of his garment, I will, praise be to God, be made whole. Done spent everything she had, had no help going or coming, and Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, praise be to God, to raise his daughter, heal his daughter, praise be to God, from the dead. And to make a long story short, then I give it, praise be to God, over to Pastor Dow. But what I'm trying to finish up, praise be to God, amen, on that God is getting tired. But I'm going to tell you right now, as it was on the broadcast today, the telecast, it seemed like I didn't get there. If I don't get that God is getting tired tonight, as always, the will of God be done. Praise God. God's will be done. For the fact is, somebody needs deliverance tonight, and someone needs, and we're going to speak that thing into an existence. Praise be to God tonight. Praise God. But anyway, she said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment, the hem of his water, I know, praise God, that I will be made whole. And you know, blessed be to God, that what happened, she touched him. Amen. She got healed instantly. Blessed be to God. It wasn't a progressively thing. See, sometimes God will heal instantly, or God will heal like a miracle working power, or sometimes God will, amen, gradually heal. Praise be to God. But anyway, hers was instantly, blessed be to God. And so before this broadcast is over tonight, we're going to speak into your spirit that whatever that you are asking God for, that God is going to do it instantly tonight. It does not really, praise to God, it doesn't make any difference of what it is. So before I get beside myself, I'm going to give it over to Pastor Dow. Praise God, for the simple reason I can feel the anointing of God. I can feel the power of God. And I know that once Pastor Dowell and I connect this Holy Ghost together, that the wells on the inside of us, we're going to have a deliverance service before this TV is, radio is over with. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Dowell.
Praise God, Bishop. Praise God. I know that's right. Hallelujah. I know that's right. So we're going to tie this thing in. We don't know how God's going to lead us, but as Bishop had said, however he leads us, he always works it out. We don't get together and discuss what scriptures we're coming from. We just come up with the title together. Praise God. So we want to thank God for that. We know that that healing is what God ultimately wants for us. We know that He tells us that by his stripes that we are healed in Isaiah 53:5. We know that if we stand on God's word, that we can be healed. And as Bishop broke it down, sometimes it's instantaneous, sometimes it's right away, and sometimes there's a process. Hallelujah. And the process is because, not because God can't do it or he's not going to do it or that he's indecisive that he will or won't do it, but sometimes the process is for you and I. Sometimes
that's
the process
right.
is because we have to know. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt who we are. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God will do it. So sometimes he's building character in us. Sometimes he's building character in us, or he's working it out in us, praise God, so that that faith can mount up, praise God, and we can be who we should be in him to know, hallelujah,
my
that
Lord.
When we speak the word that is going to be done, hallelujah, it's about the overcoming of our testimony. It's about our words, hallelujah. Somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know that God is the type of God that if we speak it and we stand on God's word and we believe it, praise God, we can receive it, praise God. Somebody needs to know that God is a healer on tonight. He can heal. He will heal. Hallelujah. And if he doesn't heal, it's not because he cannot. As the Hebrew boys said, was the Hebrew boys in the fire's furnace, O King, it's not because God won't, our God won't, praise God. Hallelujah. It's not because he cannot, praise God, but whatever his will is, it's about his will. And sometimes his will is building our character. Sometimes his will in our life is to get us from A to B to C, hallelujah,
yeah.
to get us where we need to be, praise God, to make us who we need to be in him.
Yes, yes, praise God. Amen. That's so beautiful, so beautiful. You know, and sometimes there can be things, praise be to God, that get in our way, that prevent us from getting from God, to getting our healing, getting our deliverance. But the Bible says down in Proverbs 28 in verse 1, the wicked, blessed be to God, fleeth when no man pursueth, praise be to God. But the righteous, blessed be to God, are bold as a lion. Bold as a lion means you have the strength. You have the power. That means you are fearless. Praise be to God. There is nothing that can get in your way. It's because I am standing, praise be to God, on the word of God. I don't care if I, amen, feel this sickness. I don't care if I feel a pain. I don't care if my head is throbbing. I don't care if I can just barely, praise God, walk on my feet. I don't care if the doctor told me, praise be to God, that I had cancer or leukemia. I don't care if he told me I had gout or lupus, praise God. I don't care, blessed be to God, what the doctor say. If I stand on the power, if I stand on the word, if I stand on the anointing, amen, of God, I want you to know, beloved, that everything, praise be to God, will be all right if we will just take God at what God, amen, tell us then, amen, look at here, we're going to suffer sometimes, we're going to go through sometimes, we're going to have hard times, tough times, we're going to have things that come upon us that we don't even know how or how it occurred, but if we just, amen, trust God, if our confidence is on God, we can do like Paul said in the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, praise be to God, we are troubled on every side, yet blessed be to God, not distressed. We are, amen, persecuted, but we are not despair. Praise be to God, I'm here to tell you today that look at here, we are always bearing about, amen, in the body, the dying of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed be to God, why? That he may be made manifested in the body. So once again, God, according to the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrew, God spoke things as they were, seeming that they were not, until they came into an existence. I'm going to speak my healing. I'm going to speak my deliverance. I'm going to speak whatever the word of God has promised me. When I speak whatever the word of God has promised me, I'm going to get it. Why? It's because my faith, because my confidence, because my hope is in the God of my salvation. Praise be unto God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen on that. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. That makes me think about Everything you just said, Bishop, makes me think about the man that was at Lystra in Acts 14. He was in Lystra. This man had strength. The Word of God said he had strength in his feet, and he was sitting.
Yes, yes.
Without strength in his feet. So he did not have strength in his feet, so he was sitting. He couldn't stand. He was a cripple, and he was crippled from birth, from his mother's womb. He had never walked, the Word of God said. But it said, the Word of God said, this man, after hearing Paul, after observing Paul, this man seeing that what Paul had done and what Paul was doing, he had so great a faith that he was healed. Praise God. We have to have faith. And sometimes we can't compare it to something we've been through. Sometimes there may not be enough. You're young in the faith or young in age. You may not have a testimony where you can compare it and say what you've seen God do in your life personally. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes we got to pull it up out of us. This young man or this man, I say young man, this man seen Paul, seen what Paul did, and instantaneously this man had enough faith to be healed. The Word of God said this man had, it said intently, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, that he was healed. With a loud voice, Paul told him with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked, the Word of God said. So we have to have faith. And sometimes faith doesn't come, as I said, by things that we've experienced if we're young. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're older, up in age like me, we've experienced a lot. We have a lot of testimonies. Praise God.
That's
but
right.
Sometimes there may come a time that you don't have a personal testimony to say what he's done in your life personally. But we're overcome by our testimonies. Somebody's overcome by hearing someone else's testimony. Someone overcome by seeing, praise God. So immediately this man believed and had enough faith to stand up, praise God, and leap and walk, praise God. So we have to believe, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that his word is still activated, praise God. We have to speak that word, stand on that word of God, and believe what the Lord said.
Yes, praise God. I like that. I like that. As she's saying, although I like the one that comes out of Acts, the third chapter, when Peter and John was going into the synagogue, and there was that man, as you were saying, praise be to God, that was out there. He was a man of palsy, praise be to God. He was paralyzed, praise God. And whether you want to believe it or not, you do not have to be physically paralyzed. A lot of people are paralyzed in their mind that they can't even get the next amen, a point where God wants them to be, praise be to God, in their healing. And when that point come about, you're going to have some tough times, praise be to God. But you got to stand strong. You got to be bold, praise be to God. Be bold in your righteousness, praise be to God. As I said in the beginning, when you say a lion, the strength, that's what symbolization of strength, that's what it represents. See, God's word tells us that no matter how long it takes sometimes, I want you to be patient. Sometimes you're going to have long suffering, praise be to God, but just stand because, amen, that is fruit of the Spirit, amen, having patience, amen, in God. When you have patience in God, then you're going to know that everything is going to be all right. And as she said, as Peter and John said, look at here, silver and gold have we not, but such as we have, we give unto you. Rise up in the name of Jesus of Nazareth and walk. And he done that, and as she said, he was not only walking, praise God, but he was leaping, praise be to God, amen, at the same time. And that's what it is going to take. That's what showing your faith in God, that God has done what God said he is going to do. See, the scriptures tell us, praise be to God, that God never faints. And if God never faints, he don't want us to faint as well. God, according to Isaiah, amen, 40, verse 28 to 31, he does not want us to give up. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So no matter what goes on, no matter how much the devil attack you, you hold on like a align you. You trust God, praise be to God, and you trust God's promises, and above all, praise God, you be patient until what God told you that he's going to do. You be patient until God, amen, manifest that thing, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be patient. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Over in St. John 16, it tells you, he says, he said, like a woman when she is in labor, has sorrow. A woman when she is in labor has sorrow because the hour has come for her to give the birth. And I'm paraphrasing.
That's right.
But
right.
As soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish. For joy that human being has been born into the world is what that woman, we as women, once we have a child, that's what we see. So it's like in those days, Jesus goes on to say, therefore you now have sorrow. But
that's
I will
right.
see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And your joy, no one will take from you. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
Yes.
If you go on further down, he says, in the day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself gives you. The Father himself loves you. I'm sorry, I have some new glasses, y'all.
That's all right.
Because you have loved me and have believed that I come forth from God.
All right.
A little further down, he said, indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now came, that you will be scattered. Now, he's telling us what's going to happen. We're going to be scattered. He said, each to his own, and you will leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcame the world. So the things that we're going to go through, the things that we're going through, whether it's a physical ailment in the body, whether it's financial warfare, whether it's warfare within the family, whether it's warfare in the world, whatever you may be facing on your job, you may have lost a loved one, praise God. The things that we endure, we can make it. We can endure. We are overcomers. He tells us
that's
to
right.
be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, because in the tribulation, he tells us we're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer because he overcame the world. We can
that's
overcome.
Right.
He reminds us also in 2 Timothy 1 and 6, as Paul was reminding Timothy, praise God, to stress the great gift of God which is in you. We have the gift of God within us. We have that within us. Praise God, we have the unction of the anointing and the Holy Spirit within us that we can stir that gift up. We can encourage ourselves, praise God. We can speak the word over ourselves, over our own self, praise God. We don't have to be like this man in Lystra, even though he was delivered. But how long was it that he laid there or he sat there, not able to stand, not able to walk, because he didn't understand, praise God, that he was a world overcomer because Jesus Christ overcame the world. We don't have to be like him today. We can speak
that's
the
right.
word over ourselves. We can lay hands on ourselves. It's
yes,
the faith
Lord.
Of God that we have within us that allows us to believe and have enough faith to be delivered and be healed. Going to come a time, he said, that he will ask the Father for us, and that we will, praise God, that the Father will give us what we need, praise God. But there's going to come a time, praise God, he said, in that day will I ask in my name, and I will, I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for me, praise God. It's going to come a time, praise God, the things are going to change, that we can ask Jesus Christ, we can go to him and ask him specifically what we need and what we want.
Yes,
but we have to have enough faith to believe. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That is so beautiful. Amen. And if you did not, praise be to God, that get hold to that, well, bless the Lord. I have to say, amen, shame on you. Because she gave, amen, the goodness, amen, of what God have said. See, sometimes we are the slave master unto the wrong thing. That's why Paul had a problem, amen, at times. When I had a desire to do good, evil was always there. Why? It was there to make sure sure that I did not get my blessing from God. I did not get my miracle from God. I did not get my promise from God. But let me put it to you like this. As the word of God says, who can lay anything unto the children of God's elect? It is God, praise be to God, amen, that justifies. And then it goes on without saying, amen. And all of these things, praise God, we are more than a conqueror. Then he began to ask the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Should tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, amen, or nakedness, amen, palace or sword, praise be to God. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, accounted, praise be to God, as sheep, amen, unto the slaughter. But I, blessed be to God, am persuaded, praise be to God, that neither death, amen, life, praise be to God, nor angels, principalities, power, things to come, things present, nor life, nor death, nor any other creature, praise be to God, should be able to separate me from the love of God. If I resist these things, if I resist the devil, if I resist temptation, then the anointing of God, the power of God will get the job of God done. The word of God will be manifested in our lives. But too many of God's children are walking around here on this earth trying to pretend that God is in their heart, but their lives does not match up with their mouth. They have a mouth, but their heart, praise be to God, is far from it. And that's why the Bible says, blessed be to God, in Galatians 3 and verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not believe the truth? Our job, Pastor Dowell, amen, and those that help us, it's our job to bring you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our job to cry out loud and spare not, lifting up our voice like a trumpet and showing the people, blessed be to God, their transgressions. As I said last Sunday, or not last Sunday, but Monday, blessed be to God, on, amen, Periscope, I'm not going to be indicted by God, and I'll say again, I'm not going to be indicted by God for not,
yes,
amen,
yes,
delivering the word of God.
Yes, praise God. Praise God. Brother 18, did we have anybody else to call in?
Yes, we do have a caller. We do have a caller coming in from area code 502. Prefix is 468. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Sunday Brown. I was calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Very good. Welcome, welcome. Go right ahead. What's your question or your prayer request?
I was just calling to listen to the bishop and minister down right now, but I would like to say a prayer request for those in Texas, please.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Praise God. Thank you, sis, for calling in. We appreciate you.
He has requested for prayer there for those that are in Texas, Lord God. We are extending our prayer, and not only ourselves, but each and every one, Lord God, that and for them, that deliverance will come in that area, Lord God, there in Louisiana as well. Let your divine will be done. From time to time, God, thou will bring warning to bring us down upon our knees, and that we can also reach out and help one another. So those that are homeless, Lord God, those that will return to their home, God, and see the disaster, God, that has transpired. You bless, you encourage, for you said, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. And we send great comfort, God, in prayer, and knowing that it will reach each and every one that reach out, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Christ's name we pray. Thank God.
Amen and amen. Yes, yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, well, Colin, you're welcome to stay on the line. That's all right. You can stay there. No problem. Any other questions?
Okay, thank you. No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right. No problem. All right. Back to you, Pastor.
Sister Cadilla, are you still there?
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything?
I was just piggybacking on what you and Bishop has been saying, and how God is just bringing the core together. And what touched my heart, what Bishop was saying, is that God is really getting tired with his people, God. So God is bringing the remnant together and how he's building up. And he was talking about the woman with the issue of love. She got, she was, finally got into her purpose when she got down and started get on her knees to get to God, to touch his garment, to get her healing. So just like her, we got to get down and get into our purpose, what God has for us, and walk by faith and not by sight.
Not by sight.
Amen. Amen on that.
Praise God. That's good to be. Thank you so much. Praise God. God don't want us deceived. Over in Matthew 24, he talks about, he tells us to take heed that no man deceives us. He said many was going to come in his name, saying that I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And then he goes on to tell us, he tells us in Matthew 24 as well as Mark 13, he tells us that when we hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that we be not troubled, for these things must come to pass. One said it must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The other says, be not troubled, for such things must be. And they both say the end is not yet. We're trying to let you know that the end is not yet. Even though we are very close to the end, praise God, it's not yet. You know, I was thinking on the things that, that's why I don't like to really listen to the news, but the news was speaking of, we know about the hurricane in Texas, and it also reached part of Louisiana. We know that they were without water. A lot of them are displaced and homeless. They gave the number of the death count. Then they were talking about Los Angeles, having one of the biggest fires that they've ever had. They had to evacuate hundreds of people. 8 states, praise God, are being evacuated. They're talking about the heats and the winds and the loss of the homes there as well. Then we know that the issue is going on with Russia, with Vladimir Putin. And we know that the issue is going on with the nuclear weapons with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And we over here in the United States have some dysfunctional things that are going on as well. We know that gas prices are rising because of the different things that are going on around the world. They're saying that half of the oil refineries, the American refineries for the gas is being shut down, and how the gas prices are going to go to well over $3, praise God. These are just things that we are experiencing because we know that the end is near, but it's up to us, praise God, to get our house in order. It's up to us to be the men and women of God that God is calling for, to live the life that God would have us to live, praise God. We got to check our motive. We got to check our heart.
Amen.
We have to love
Amen.
One another. Some things that we have to get in order, praise God, because God is coming back. He's coming
yes,
back to
I
a
guess.
Church without spot or wrinkle. We are in the last days. 2 Timothy tells us about the perilous times that's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Women,
yes,
men
yes.
of God, we are in perilous times. The time is now. The time is now not to be getting ready or getting right. Praise God. The time now is to be right with God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Repenting
Hallelujah.
Daily. Checking ourselves. We need to be right now. Praise God. Repent.
Amen.
The time is at hand.
That's right. Amen. Praise God. And as she said, praise be to God, there is no getting ready, blessed be to God. As people think, amen, that they have all the time in the world, well, let me put it to you like this. We all thinking that, but only God knows. When you, amen, get yourself half-dressed, you are not going out, blessed be to God, outside the house half-dressed. You're going to be thoroughly dressed like your house has to be thoroughly furnished. That's why she was saying, praise God, we have to get ourselves, amen, in order. Amen. Here's what the word of God says down in Revelation, praise be to God, 22 and verse 11. And he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy still, praise God. He that is righteous, righteous still. And he that, blessed be to God, is holy, let them be holy still. So going up to verse 15, you can't add nothing to the word of God of Revelation 22, and you can't take nothing away. If you add, you're going to be taken out of the book of life. If you take away, you're going to be taken away out of the holy city and your name forever. Praise be to God, it is written. We are in tough times. We have tough people, praise God. But we have a good God. We have all kinds of peoples in the world. Every time we turn around, amen, we got more and more peoples in the world. Amen. 5 years ago, there was, amen, 6 billion peoples. But today we have 6.9 billion peoples in the world. And the more and more peoples, praise be to God, that you have in the world, the more and more trouble, the more and more sin, the more and more that's going to serve the devil. Praise be to God. The devil is very busy. He is so busy, praise God. He's trying to get you to turn away from God. But I'm telling you today, you turn unto God. Turn unto the bishop and his amen, of your soul. The devil was lying back then. The devil is lying right now. He is a robber. He is a destroyer. And it's Jesus alone can bring about salvation. Glory be to God in your life. And it's Jesus that can heal. Amen. You're wretched, but oh, wretched man that I am. Who's going to deliver me from this body of death? And I want you to know this. Jesus, glory be to God, in him only, praise be, oh glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, you got to understand that Jesus is standing there, praise God, he don't care what you've done, he don't care what you think, amen, there is no other name given up under heaven, whereby men must be saved, than that of the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil, amen, steal your joy, don't let him steal your salvation, don't let him steal your blessing, don't let him steal, amen, your promise, don't let him steal, amen, your life. Lastly but not least, there is a lot of people that have died and gone to hell, that should not have died and gone to hell, and there is a lot of people that die, amen, in the future that should not even be dying, praise be to God, it's because they are turning away, blessed be to God, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't let nobody tell you, praise be to God. Don't let no preacher tell you that it is about them. They don't have a heaven. They don't have a hell. They're put in, matter of a fight. They don't even have one to put themselves in. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Grab the word of God. Grab hope.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Have a way, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are in spiritual warfare.
Now is the time to pray. Friends, I'm saying.
Yes, praise God.
We know that over in Revelation 12, it tells us about the war that went on with Michael and Satan, praise God, over in Revelation 12 and 7. It says a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and the angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast in the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. We know that there's warfare going on, praise God. We know Satan, praise God, it said the serpent of old was deceiving the whole world, but he was cast out of heaven. There was no place for him there any longer, and he was cast in the earth, and his angels were cast with him. So we need to know that the enemy is real. We need to know that spiritual warfare is going on. And spiritual warfare has happened any time that we are getting toward the end of the world. The enemy knows he does not have long. He's going to and fro. It's our job to be on the watch, praise God, the watch of praying and fasting, the watch of interceding for our loved
ones that don't understand, hallelujah, it's our job to pray and fast because we are in spiritual warfare, praise God.
Yeah,
and then St. Matthew 25, praise God, St. Matthew 24, it tells us, praise God, that two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. It says to watch therefore, for you do not know what hour our Lord is coming. But
that's
know
right.
this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed the house to be broken into. Therefore,
that's
you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Do we expect the thief to come at 2 or 4 o'clock in the morning? No, thank God, we're somewhere asleep. But just as the scripture has given, we know not the hour that the Son of Man come, but it says we have to be ready, praise God.
Yes,
we have to not
Lord.
Be like the 5 foolish virgins, but like the 5 wise virgins. It doesn't matter that the bridegroom tarried, the 5 wise virgins, they were ready.
Yes, Lord.
They were all in the lamp, and they were ready, and they were waiting. And that's all we have to do as Christians today. We have to be girded up, praise God, with the word of God. Hallelujah, with the breastplate of righteousness, with the spirit, with the helmet of salvation on us. We have to be girded up and ready because we know not the hour that the Son of Man comes. And not only that, we have the spiritual warfare going on. We have to be ready to fight the enemy with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
You know, praise as she was in, is there any calls or anything before I say?
No, Bishop, go right ahead. No calls.
Praise God. Well, I know that our listeners can tell that we are stirred up tonight, praise God, because we don't want
anyone
off. We want everyone to get up. And we get like this when this Holy Ghost get hold to us. This is how we are. Praise God. It ain't got nothing to do with religion. It has to do with the word of God. Praise be to God, I'm going to ride off of this for a second. She was saying about the thief coming in, bless be to God, the night, praise God. Well, and how Christ is going to come like a thief. He's not a thief. He's going to come like a thief. But the part that I like, praise be to God, that when she said, a thief, bless be to God, come up, amen, in the night. You must understand a thief. Number one, when he come into your house, if it takes him more than 30 seconds, praise be to God, to get what he wants, he's not going to stay there no longer unless that thief is a fool, praise God. And then when that thief come in your house, he don't come to stay. He comes to get what he wants, praise God, and then he leaves. Well, it's going to be the same way with Christ. He's going to come only to get those that have died. And then, praise be to God, he's going to go back, unto heaven in the midst of heaven. He's going to give them their reward. So you can be like the natural thief and get no benefit and get, potentially caught and go to jail. Or you can be like, the spiritual thief that be caught up, bless be to God, in the air, receive your reward in all eternity, praise be to God. With the Lord. So again, a thief don't come to stay. They come to get what they want to get, and then they go. Christ is not coming to get the sinners. He's coming to get those that are righteous. And ready to go back with him when he comes. The choice is up to you. For God I live, and for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you are serving the devil, you are not going to be caught up into the first resurrection, as the Bible says down in Revelation. Praise be to God. In Revelation, in the book of Daniel, the book of Ezekiel, blessed be to God, people do not like to talk about those books because it takes a lot of study. I love those books because it brings out what's happening, blessed be to God, in this day and time. Lastly but not least, praise be to God. It says down in Revelation, blessed be to God, 20 and verse 4, and really I said verse 6, blessed and holy is he that had part in in the first resurrection, but on such a second, amen, have no power. So the second death, praise be to God, you can call yourself, amen, being saved, but only Jesus Christ, he knows those that are his, and those that are his, can't no man pluck them out of his hand.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Sister Sunday, Sister
Cadilla,
did y'all have anything to say?
Yeah. No. I'm sitting here and just in awe. I'm praising God with y'all. Praise God. I'm so glad I called you all because I needed the word tonight and I got the word. I praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Over in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, talks about the perilous times are coming. And we know that we are in perilous times. And says the men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, towers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away. It goes on to tell us further down in 10, but you have carefully followed thy doctrine. This is Paul talking to Timothy, talking to the churches. This is his letter to them. Praise God. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch.
All right.
He goes on over to the next chapter. It says, he said, but I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers. They're going to produce their own teachers, someone that's going to teach a lie, praise God. They're going to run with itching ears for someone that's not of the truth, praise God. And they will turn their ears away from the truth. They will be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, and do afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist until your ministry. For I am ready, being poured out as a drunk offering, a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. So Paul knew his departure was at hand, but he was reminding Timothy to remind the people, praise God, to still be diligent while you're going through, while these things are going on, while these things are happening. Still be diligent with preaching the word, being ready in season and out of season, convincing and rebuking and exhorting with long-suffering and teaching. Praise God. So now's not the time to get soft. Now's not the time to
think that.
Now's not the time to be concerned about hurting someone's feelings, praise God. Paul was about to read the
scripture.
And Paul wanted Timothy to know that this has been passed, praise God. You have to be diligent with this, praise God, because I'm charging you. I'm charging you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he went on to say, who will judge the living and the dead, and his appearing and his kingdom. So God's going to judge the living and the dead. Praise God. So you better not let someone's blood rest on you. You better not let someone's blood lie on your hands and you didn't tell them what was right. You didn't
reprove.
You didn't rebuke. You didn't long suffer and teach. Praise God. You better teach and preach that thing. You better tell them the truth, praise God, because their blood, praise God, will not be on your hand, praise God. Their blood will not be on my hand. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And to confirm where she's coming from is the third, the 18th and the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. You're not going to, amen, be the cause of us, amen, amen, going in the hell or whatever. Really, if you really want to know the truth, your Pastor Dowd and I or anyone that's listening to it here, amen, if we want to go to hell, we know how to go without your help. And so since we got to save our own souls as well, we got to work out our own soul and salvation with fear and trembling, amen, the same way that you do. But the Bible says, amen, also in Isaiah, amen, amen, 59, in verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short, blessed be the God, that he cannot save, and neither, blessed be the God, his ears heavy that he cannot hear. God hear every cry, and God hear us the night. He hear what we are telling you. He hear that we are making you without excuse. Son of man, according to the book of Romans, amen, son of man, thou art inexcusable. So don't use us, amen, as your excuse. Well, they was doing it that we couldn't do this and we could not do that. No, ma'am, no, sir. We have given you what thus saith the Lord tonight. Amen. To you tonight, it may seem unconventionally, but this is really how we really are. And God, amen, set us free by the power, by the anointing, and by the authority of God. And this is just us, praise God. And when I say, God, that this is just us, for the Bible says down in, what is it, Isaiah, amen, 61 in verse 1, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me, praise be to God, to preach, amen, a good tidings, until, amen, have sent me, praise be to God, unto the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty of and to open it, and praise be to God, of the prison, bless be to God, and those that are bound, to proclaim, amen, the acceptable year, amen, of the Lord, and the day of vengeance, amen, of our God. In my conclusion, God is calling men and women that can lay hands on the sick, and the dead will arise. Lay hands on the sick, and the blinded eyes will be opened. Lay hands on the sick. Will be healed. Lay hands on the sick. That Bethsaida will leave. Lay hands on the sick. That no matter, praise be to God, that the affliction that they have, that the power and the anointing of God will take control. So I'm telling you tonight, man, telling you tonight, woman, receive, amen, your deliverance. Receive, amen, God's word with the authority. Power of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our duty is to preach, bless be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to preach the kingdom of God. And besides that, we don't preach or teach anything else. So receive it right now. If you do it, praise be to God, I'll guarantee you that you will be healed, you will be delivered, and you will be set free. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen. I got to say this. Nobody have any reasons of being bound up. Nobody have any reasons of being bound up. As I was talking before, I give it back to Pastor Dow, because this is going to be it for me, praise God. Because I'm so fired up right now. I could go another, praise be to God, 3 hours. But I know, amen, our time, praise be to God, is coming to a close, praise God. But let me tell you, some of you may have regrets of this. You may have regrets of that. But it is a very heavy load, praise be to God, to pull the grass of behind you in a toe sight. So forget about what happened yesterday. Forget about what happened, amen, hour from now. But think about what God is doing for you right now, and look for a better tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Yes,
praise
God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, O God. Bless your name, O Jesus.
Yes, praise God. Listen, we want you delivered. We want you healed on tonight, praise God. We want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you, and he hasn't left you nor forsaken you, and it's not too late, praise God. It's not too late for someone that may think that they're at the end of their rope or they can't do any better, that they can't get deliverance, that God is not there for them. Praise God, as long as you still have breath in your body, it's not too late, praise God. We want you to, if you need prayer on tonight, if you want us to pray with you, praise God, we want you to call in. We're not trying to condemn you. Tonight was not about condemnation, for we know that Jesus Christ is greater than your condemnation, and he doesn't want you to walk in condemnation, but it is wake-up time, praise God. It is alert time. It is awareness time that we are in the last days. Praise God. As Timothy, as Paul had told Timothy over in 2 Timothy, he told him that he had fought the good fight, that he finished the race, he kept his faith.
All right.
And then he told him, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness with the Lord, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on
yes.
that day.
Yes.
And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his hearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly. It's to
yes.
all. Praise God. Paul was letting Timothy know and letting him know to relay the message, to still fight the good fight of faith, even though I'm going
right.
to be off the scene quick soon, even though I finish my race, I kept the faith. I kept the faith, and because
Amen.
Of that,
Amen.
Finally, praise God,
yes.
I asked yes. for the body to be present with the Lord. So finally, it's laid up for me the crown of righteousness. So even though I'm not going to be here, even though I'm going to be off the scene, that's a crown of righteousness for me. It was like, don't
yes.
be worried
yes.
for me. Don't be sad for me. I'm about to get my crown of righteousness. It's laid up for me because
yes.
the good fight of faith. I finished the race, praise God. So we can finish the good fight of faith. We can finish the race, praise God. If you need prayer, we're
yes.
asking you to call in. We don't have much time left, praise God. Well, actually, it's 5:00. But praise God, we can give the number. We may be able to get a prayer or two in for you. Brother 18, what is the number again?
Number 657-383-1766. 657-383-1766. We have four
Praise
minutes.
God.
We have about 4 minutes if you want to call in quickly. Let me say this quickly while someone may be contemplating calling in. Sister Shatila did text me. Praise God. And so we told her that we're on the broadcast, so she can tune in, that we've been praying for her and interceding for her. Praise God. So she did text me back. I just want you guys to know that.
Praise God. Glad she did.
Glad to hear that. Praise God.
And if
she is listening, we want her to know we have not stopped praying for her. And every single day she is in our mind, and we're always asking about her and concerning her. Praise God. God, amen. And who knows? This could be for, you know, sometimes the enemy steals from us. But you know what? God will restore tonight. God will restore.
Yes.
Tonight, because y'all know, as long as we've been on the radio, Pastor Dowd and I haven't gone this way like this. We haven't done. The Holy Ghost hit both of us tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
So this,
Amen.
Yes. Praise God. It's a war cry for someone. Praise God. God wants someone to know. He wants everybody to know. Praise God that, you know, we do have a crown of righteousness. It's time to cry out and spare not. It's time to be on the watch, praise God. It's time to have our oils ready. Not getting ready, but have our lamps ready, praise God.
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
Pastor, I have a prayer request. We have a hurricane building in the Caribbean, so just pass the word on. Pray for us, please, that the hurricane passes by us, passes over us, but not come to us. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Is that Hurricane Irma?
Irma, yes, Hurricane Irma.
I've seen that, praise God. Bishop, when you pray out, can you pray for them as well?
Praise God, I certainly will.
Thank you.
Father God, the request has been made for Hurricane Irma, Lord God, and you know, Father God, our producers and all of those that are in that part, blessed be the God of the ocean, you let your deliverance overshadow, let it overflow them by, Lord God, let it go all over because you are a working God, and we're speaking the miracle in existence, that we will hear the good report on next week, that how you have delivered, Lord God, how you have opened up the doors, that the floods, oh God, went to the one way and went the other way and passed that island, Lord God, you are that kind of God, because you will allow it to rain in one area and the sun to shine in another area, and we're speaking it into an existence, and we thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for Pastor Dow. We thank you for, amen, Evangelist Shatila. We thank you, Lord God, for Evangelist Khadijah. God, we thank you for Minister Sunday. We thank you, Lord God, for our producer. We thank you, Lord God, for each everyone that have been listening to this broadcast. Lord God, you bless by your power. You bless us all in the name of the Father, in the name
of
the Son,
Lord
God.
Thank you,
Jesus. And let the word have fallen down on good soil, that they will be able to grow thereby some 60, some 30, and 100-fold in the name of Jesus. We pray. Thank you right now in Christ's name. Yeah, Tasha. Amen.
Yes,
amen and amen. And that pretty well wraps it up, folks. That wraps it up. Next Sunday, same time, same place. We'll be right here, Prayer and Deliverance Hour. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cornelia.
So
long, everyone. Bye-bye now.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Pray for me to the woman you call me to be, Lord. Father, take a over me, help me be who you call me to be. Oh, transform me, Lord. What you created me to be, Lord. I'm tired of doing things Deborah's way.
Oh, so tired.
I no longer choose to be that way.